Big changes are coming to an American tradition, the Boy Scouts. The Scouting Board voted unanimously today to admit girls into the century-old program and to permit them to earn the coveted rank of Eagle Scout. John Yang has more.
Thanks, Judy. Beginning next year, the Boy Scouts will allow young girls to become Cub Scouts. And then in 2019, they'll begin a new program for older girls that will allow them to earn the rank of Eagle Scout. Here to help us understand what's going on, what's behind this historic change, and what it might mean for the Girl Scouts, we're joined by Associated Press national writer David Querry. David, thanks for joining us. First of all, let me ask
you, it's a pleasure to be here.
Why are the Boy Scouts doing this?
You know, they have been looking at their membership numbers now for quite a while. They have been going down over the last couple of decades. They've stabilized the last year or two, but they've been looking for ways to grow. And it's not an easy task in this day and age where these youth organizations are all struggling to keep their ranks full. So I think the idea was, if we want to grow, let's let girls in. This could be a huge increase, hundreds of thousands of girls over the next few years. It would help them get some more revenue and really change the way the demographics of the Boy Scouts work.
And they also talked in their announcement, I mean, that I think are some of the forces behind it, but in their announcement, they also talked about demographic changes in society overall.
Well, it's been tough for all of these youth groups, the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, because there's so many, they're single-parent families now, they're families where both parents are working. It's tough for the parents to find the time to take their kids to and from these meetings and activities. I think the Boy Scouts are hoping that parents will see this kind of one-stop shopping now where they can have the girls and boys in the same organization, maybe make things a little more efficient for themselves.
And also, the Boy Scouts have already had co-ed programs for older girls for a while now.
That's right.
So what's going to be the significance of this new program for older girls that they're going to start in 2019?
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating because that one, they're saying it's going to be still single sex. There'll be the Boy Scouts, and then there'll be a mirror program for girls of that age, 11, 14 years old. It's going to be fascinating how much they interact with each other. They told me today, still no co-ed camping. That's not on the cards. So it's almost like two parallel groups. And I think the odd person out, the odd entity out, is the Girl Scouts who feel, I think, that their mission is being encroached on.
Have they had anything to say today, the Girl Scouts?
You know, as I came to the studio, I asked the Girl Scouts for comment at midday, right when the story broke. 5 hours later, no comment. I'm guessing they're upset. I'm sure they are. It'll be interesting perhaps tomorrow to see how they phrase their annoyance with this and their idea for how to go forward.
They had been talking about their annoyance with this earlier in the year with some of the when they heard about the plans for this, didn't they?
They've been very outspoken. They said this was a covert recruiting of girls. They've implied that the Boy Scouts are doing this out of financial distress. They've harked back to decades ago, these sex abuse cases of the Boy Scouts, implying that this is the last thing the Boy Scouts should be doing is bringing in girls. It's been pretty nasty, and I think a lot of people have been surprised that these two organizations that have been kind of buddies for so long are now at odds with each other.
In the recent years, we've seen the Boy Scouts open up to first gay scout leaders and then gay scouts and then transgender scouts. What does this say about the scouts and how they're trying to change with the times or keep up with the times?
Well, I think it shows that they take their livelihood, their viability pretty seriously. It's interesting, the other three changes that you mentioned were all the result of a lot of pressure. Big business, gay rights activists were saying, hey, you've got to be more tolerant. You've got to let these people in. Eventually, the Boy Scouts did acquiesce. With this one, they haven't been getting outside pressure. So it's a little different in the sense that they've figured out for themselves, I think, in a very entrepreneurial way, this is what we got to do to be viable financially.
David Querry of the Associated Press, thank you very much.
Thank you.